Blog Talk Radio.
Comes. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and if this is your first time ever listening to my show, you're in for a sexual freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check us out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Oh my God, you guys, I always got something interesting to tell you. This week, you know, we got to do a show topic, and this week's show topic is talking dirty during sex. Okay, I know y'all said, what's up, bitch? How'd I come to it? We'll get to it later, but you know, if time permits, I'll be answering some of your questions, so make sure you still have time to send your questions to Ask Miss V at thetoylady.com. That's A-S-K-M-S-V at D-A-T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y.com. And, at the end of the show, I'll be answering some of your questions. Tonight, oh my God, I've got a sexy, sexy, sexy-ass woman, Mistress Thick. Now, for those of y'all who are saying, what the fuck is going on, Mistress Thick, who is this? You're in for a good time. I mean, she is so cool, so laid back, you know, I can't even say nothing but, like, damn. So she's going to be on the show, and she's going to be answering some of my questions. And y'all know how I do. Y'all know I'm getting all up in the business, all up in her business. And, you know, as usual, I'm going to take her to the V-spot, you know, so she don't know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth. Hell, I don't know what the hell is coming out of my mouth. But before I talk to Mistress Thick, I want to talk about tonight's topic, talking during sex. I got to ask you guys, what do y'all think about it? Do you have conversations during sex? You know, talk to me, because this is one of those where, you know, this ain't no bullshit-ass topic. I want to know, what do you think about talking during sex? And when I say talking, I don't mean, baby, did you pay the bills or did you go to the grocery store? I'm talking about that fuck me harder, tell me how you want it, tell me how you like it. Real conversation sex, the type of shit that make your mate go even more wild, you know. And, you know, y'all know that a lot of these topics come from home when I come up with them. And, you know, I mean, hell, I ain't gonna lie. You know, we have our conversation. And I think for people who don't know about talking during sex, I'm gonna let you know where you could go, because it's a few things out there, and I did some research, because I know that I can't be the only bitch that's running my mouth when I'm in the bedroom. Let's get this clear. I know I'm not the only heifer who got to have a full fucking conversation while she getting it done. But I went to a few websites, and one of the websites I went to actually was Cosmo. I was shocked, and they said there's a couple of things that you could say that will get a man off. And I knew it, but, you know, they put this shit in writing. And I love how they just be so politically correct, because we know good and damn well the spelling that they're using is not the right spelling. Hi, chat room. What's going on? I see you up in there, sweetie. You know, I love answering you guys' questions. And Mistress Thick will be on at 9:30, so we're going to have fun with her. I see one person dropped out, but that's okay, sweetie. You know, you could call in and listen, too. That's the beauty. I have to get that in. For those of you who want to listen to the show and might want to participate but don't want to be in the chat room, or you want to, you can always call 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And you could just listen. You don't have to participate. But remember, if you want to make a comment on anything that's going on or talk to Mistress Dick and ask some questions, all you got to do is press that number 1, and it will put you into the queue to talk to me. And I will definitely get to you. But getting back to this Cosmo article, one of the things it said, and like I said, they had to be politically correct. That's why they said they were able to print it out. But the one thing they talked about, they said, to say, I'm coming. Now, I don't know about nobody else, but I'm coming. They put C-O-M-I-N-G. We know good and damn well, I'm coming is C-U-M-M-I-N-G. Damn, like, oh, I'm coming. Yes, I won't go there. But y'all know Cosmo had to be correct. But apparently, you know, this is one of the things they talk about, telling your mate what you want when you're having a conversation during sex. I hadn't thought about that. I don't have those type of conversations. But About.com had on there. And these are all resources I went to. You know, they talking about start with some sexy texts or emails. You know, I do some sexting. That shit gets me in trouble because I normally can't back up what I say. I ain't going to lie. I'm a wuss when I get in person. But dirty talking to myself. Now, the only thing I talk dirty to myself about is when I'm using my toys. So I don't understand what they're saying. But then they said, set your mind to it. I don't understand. You know, people, if anybody from About.com is listening, can y'all explain some of these? You know, because say it out loud. You know, I guess that's saying say what you want. You know, normally when I'm asked the question, you know, whose pussy is this? I come back, you know, we all say it. Unless you fucking the mailman, then you say it's the mailman's. But in general, it's whose pussy is this, and you answer yours, you know. So I'm About.com, you know, we're going to have a conversation on where y'all got it. Because believe it or not, AskMen.com did not have any. But then I found this other website, which was Seduction Science. And it has, and this is my giant guide to talking dirty and filthy in bed with examples. And they are really fucking explicit. You know, they don't get real explicit, but they give all kind of tips. And as the show goes on tonight, I'm going to get into some of these tips. Hey, Joseph, I see you in the chat room, sweetie. You know, I'm going to get into these because I really want to know about what do people think about talking dirty. And from everything that I've been reading, the one thing they're saying is having these conversations during sex is healthy, you know, and I'm a sex educator, so, you know, I got to stay on top of this, you know. I want to know, what do you guys think, you know, do you have them nice conversations? Do you ask who's, you know, I'm real quick, don't give this dick to nobody else. I'm the bitch that's telling you, this is my dick, you know, I'm a beast in the fucking bed. But I want to know what you guys think, because I normally have fun with this, and tonight, I'm not wired yet, you know. I have had a weird weekend. I think I got heels first. So if any of my listeners, seriously, if anybody's listening and you're a runner, I've never had heel spurs before, but the back of my heel is hurting. And I did like a 13-mile walk run this week, and my heels started hurting. But I need to go back running because I found out I got to run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. On top of everything else, Friday is normally a rest day for me. So if anybody out there is a runner, give me some advice because I really can't take a break. I've got 7 weeks before my run, and everything is saying rest, but how long should I rest if I have a heel spur? And I know it's got to be a heel spur because it's been hurting for 2 days. But I got to let you know, for those of you who have planned on attending the Atlanta seminar, Atlanta has been postponed until a later date. We had a few difficulties down there, so we're not going to be coming to Atlanta. But I won't be coming to Atlanta. So, you know, but I will be at Exotica in New Jersey. And I know everybody said, bitch, we've been on, you're going to be at Exotica. What else is new? But I'm doing a seminar there. So for those of you who couldn't make it to Atlanta or wanted to go to Atlanta and couldn't, you get to see me in New Jersey. And Friday night, I will be conducting the seminar. I think they said my seminar starts at 9:30 or something. Got to recheck, but I will be doing how to pick out the perfect toy. So for those of y'all who think that I talk bad here, wait till you come to that seminar. I've got some good materials. I'm going to have some good toys. And this is actually truly how to pick out the perfect toy for yourself. This is not how to pick out the perfect toy for me. This is actually how to pick out the perfect toy, especially for a novice or someone who's never, for the beginner who doesn't really know about toys, or for the person who thinks, everybody said, I got to have this toy, and they get it. I wasn't always the toy lady. I was one of those people who used to listen to everybody before I really got deep into understanding the toys and became an educator in it. But one of the things I would say, it's really important to pick the toy that is a perfect fit for you. And the one thing I want to say, but the whole thing is, when you're picking out a toy, it's got to be a perfect fit. And when I say the perfect fit, the most expensive toy is not necessarily the best toy. And that is one of the things that I think people really forget, that the best toy is not always the most expensive. Sometimes it's the cheapest toy that is out there. And definitely it's one of those things where you have to be cautious about it. So that's going to be the seminar in New Jersey, and you guys will start hearing reminders, and, you know, we'll probably have a commercial, you know. I haven't thought about it, but I probably will have a commercial, you know, telling everybody to come out there. I'll talk to my ad man and see what he can do, since we got a few weeks. We go get that going. But for those of you who want to stay on top of everything that's going on with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. That's on Twitter. Or check out the Facebook page. We have, like us on Facebook, and also friend us on Facebook at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. We have actually three pages. But guess what? Tonight, I'm going to be doing another live toy demo. Yeah, y'all know. For anybody who heard last week's show, I really want to know what you guys thought. I had so much fun. I actually got really caught up in the moment. So last week's show is a show that, you know, I look forward to doing more of, where I actually have a person with me doing these live demos. It was one of those shows that was a rarity. It was an unexpected surprise, but it was a very pleasant surprise. But I had fun doing that toy demo last week. I always have fun when I'm performing for you guys, but last week was extremely fun. But this week's toy demo is going to be the G-Spot Pleaser magic attachment. Now, for those of you who don't know, when I talk about attachments, everybody knows that, you know, we're really deep into the Hitachi wand and the different wands that are out there. Well, there's attachments that go to them that just make these go a whole step further. So this one is $21. It's an attachment for it, and I'm going to have fun with it because, again, this is about picking that perfect toy. And you guys know that I have, like, a few favorite toys. I used to have one favorite toy for the longest, and now I've got my definite go-to favorite toy, you know, that I always will have. And then I've got my other favorite toys that I use, and the more toy demos I do for you guys, the more I'll be like, damn, I like this toy. So it's fun because I get a chance to try so many toys. But, you know, we're a month out from Exotica, so I'm really looking forward to this. And I know you guys said she's calm tonight. Yes, I'm extremely calm. But I got Mistress Thick coming on, and, you know, I'm just happy that she's coming on at 9:30, and I'm going to get hyped for you guys. I promise I will not be dead all night. It's been a long weekend. It's been tiresome. I think I'm still trying to recover from that run. I think I just had a little bit of a shock when I realized that I'm in my 6-week period of having to run every Friday. It's been a long time since I've gotten my butt up and ran on a Friday, but at least these are short runs, so these are going to be good runs for me. But for the next 6 weeks, me and Friday are going to be friends. Well, at least 5 Fridays. I've got 5 Fridays I'll be running. Probably 6, because I think I'll be able to do this one at the hotel on the Friday. But I'm going to have fun with you guys. So you guys, talk to me. Send me your messages. Tell me what you think. Get those tweets out. I really want to hear what you guys got to say, because definitely one of the things that I'll be doing is running my mouth tonight, and I will be coming. And I'm going to be having a lot of fun. And I've got so many things going on. And a lot of wow things. Wow. Okay, all I gotta do is say shout out to the promoter that has taken me under their wing. All I can say is shit. You know, for the person who is promoting the my New Jersey experience, thank you. Because I see, wow, I got to give a shout out to So Sincere Promotions. They have sent a shout out for Exotica and Sex Rated. And what's up, Mr. Satisfaction? And the celebrity manager, CEO Anthony B. Oh, wow. And double play, triple tour. Wow, that's a mouthful. Okay. Y'all know that I could be on Twitter and typing. And Joseph, sweetheart, I just love the fact that you give me any of your time on Tuesdays. So definitely. Okay. Do I know what's her? Okay. If I might know what is twerking. Okay, for anybody who wants to know what twerking is, real twerking is ass shaking, but it's the up and down ass shaking. When you're twerking, you got to make sure it's like dropping it like it's hot. That's another way of saying it, dropping it like it's hot. If you've ever been to a I don't know if white girls do it, so please forgive me for stereotyping. I know Miley Cyrus thinks she twerks. She ain't got enough ass to twerk, in my opinion. But twerking is actually when you put that hunch in your back and you dropping it. It's like boom, boom. I mean, I would actually have to do a video, and I'm not going to do that shit. But twerking is ass popping. That's another way of saying ass popping. That's what twerking is, Joseph. And for me, is they're making it seem like it's a brand new dance. Okay, anybody who's been in a lot of black clubs, twerking is another way of popping the ass. Is make that booty pop, make that booty pop. That's all it is, So I think it's funny that they're calling it twerking when it's really booty popping. And that's a good question for anybody who doesn't know, because prior to Miley Cyrus doing it, I mean, YouTube has been out there. There's been a lot of YouTube videos of young girls twerking, which when me and my girlfriends were looking at this, we were laughing. We're like, that's not nothing new. The way like my parents used to tell me is it's just a repeat of an older dance, and it's not really an older dance. Like I said, dropping it like it's hot, popping that booty, that's all it is. Now they're calling it twerking to make it seem like it's new. There's nothing new about it. Shit, I've been popping my ass since I was a teenager. I think we just didn't call it what it is. We was backing that thing up. I mean, basically, if you want to get a motherfucking hard, you dropping that ass. Period. I've been dropping my ass for years. I know how to pop that ass. So, and it's not, for a lot of people will say, oh, that's a titty bar thing. That's what they do in the bars. Yeah, a lot of girls in the bars do it. It is a moneymaker, because it's shake that moneymaker. Definitely. But it's not strictly about being in topless bars or the titty bars. It's not about something that's all of a sudden become mainstream. It's something that the black clubs, we've been doing it for years. You know, hell, give me enough alcohol in me. My ass is twerking, I guess, all the time because I will pop that booty in a minute. And I don't need a pair of shorts and gym shoes on to do that shit. See, for these young girls who think they're doing something, if you really want to know how to fucking twerk, watch some of us old schoolers with our fucking heels on bounce that shit. That's when you know what the fuck you're doing. When you got to do it in a pair of damn, you know, Chuck Taylors, you ain't twerking, you fucking doing it flat foot. When you put on a fucking pair of 4 or 5 inch heels and you doing that shit, then you fucking working it. I'm just letting y'all know. Because I don't even understand, you know, not everybody, oh, I got to dance my gym shoes. Wow, you found out that shit was uncomfortable? We've been dancing fucking barefoot, you know, but with the heels is when you're doing it. You know what, Joseph, I don't think that it'll cause any problems like the Harlem Shake, because the Harlem Shake is a group of people just acting wild. The Harlem Shake is just out there. And twerking is something that the only way people are going to get in trouble is if they decide they're going to do it the wrong place. But this is something, you know, really, if you're in the appropriate setting, I mean, I don't know too many females that don't grind on men when they dance. And it's just another form of grinding. I mean, they could call it twerking, dropping it like it's hot, back that booty up, grinding. What it boils down to is getting that ass up against the dick. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we're doing. Plain and simple. The Harlem Shake is just wildness. But the Harlem Shake is actually fun. And I think the only people got in trouble with the Harlem Shake because they were videotaping it in places that they shouldn't have been doing it. So that's a little bit different. But, oh my God, I've been running my mouth. My energy drink is taking a little bit of time to kick in tonight. So I do have to apologize to you guys because y'all know I'm normally more hyper. But I got thrown off. I thought I was on the air when I wasn't. So I'm like talking. I was like, oh, shit, I'm not on the air yet. So it threw me a little bit off because I was doing some running and housekeeping and trying to get things together. Ooh, and big thing is about this heel spur. Like I said, if anybody is listening, I mean anybody, call me. Let me know because this damn thing hurts. It hurts in my flats. It hurts in my heels. And I've never had this happen. And like I said, I got to put in some miles this week. I think I've got a 16-mile run this week. Or maybe it's a 12-mile run. I can't remember. I know that I have a long run this week. For the next 7 weeks, I have long runs to do on Saturdays. So I can't really afford to be sidelined because I have to take a Friday and a Saturday off for me being in New Jersey. So probably a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday, depending on how this goes. So I might have a little bit of a break at the beginning of October, but then my run is the 21st of October. And then I'll have a little break from working out for a minute, but then I've got another 10K. So, yeah, I'm busy. And how many people are going to be in New Jersey? That's what I want to know because I want to know what to expect. I've been to Atlantic City. We did Atlantic City in April. Had lots of fun. You know, never been to Edison. Definitely will be there having even more fun. You know, it's one of these things where every time I go to a new city, I try to have fun. We're going to be there early, so we'll actually get set up and we'll be doing housekeeping and we're going to be relaxed. This will be the first time that we're coming in a couple of days early for a show just so we could get the feel of everything and relax and not be running around because I always forget something, you know, be it wigs, underwear, bras. I'm always forgetting something. So for Edison, New Jersey, these are the things I need you guys to let me know. And I'm serious. Y'all could tweet this shit to me or send it via email or hit it on the Facebook page. I need to know where Fredericks or Hollywood is just in case I have a wardrobe malfunction. I need to know where a Dollar Tree is in case I forget my push pins. I need to know what is the best food that I should eat while I'm in Jersey. Definitely, I want to know, being in Edison, what is the local food? You know, what is the one thing that you got to have when you go to Jersey? Like, I tell people, when you come to Detroit, you've got to have a Coney Island. You know, I don't care where you get it from, but you got to have a Coney Island. You know, the best Coney Island I know I'm getting ready to hear some flack, but for everybody who knows how I am, the best Coney Island in the D is Lafayette Coney Island. Hands down to Lafayette. I know American is right there, but I'm a true Lafayette Coney Island person. So what's the food I need to have when I'm in Jersey? These are the things, because we're going to have fun. We're going to be awake, and we're going to, you know, we're going to be meeting a lot of fans. For anybody who wants to take a picture, we'll be taking pictures while we're there. And, okay, I might want to try some other drink. Oh, my energy drink is all natural. That's the whole thing. I don't drink, like, anything like Red Bull. I drink what they call Amazon Energy. All my energy drinks I drink on air are all natural, so they give me a hype. That's why it takes a little bit longer to kick in, because I'm using all natural products. And happy Labor Day to you also, Joseph. So for anyone who wants to know, like, the energy drinks I'm drinking, I always, I drink natural energy drinks, which are a lot of juice with B12 complexes in them and everything, or the agave, you know, a lot of things to get me hyped, or the ACI berry, you know, I do a lot of them. So if you hear me saying that I'm drinking an energy drink, my energy drinks are all natural. You know, I do Red Bull. I do the other drinks, but those drinks I don't drink to stay up. I normally use those as mixers. If I'm drinking, they're a backup if I'm, like, dead freaking tired. But for the show, I use more or less a all-natural energy drink. Just so that, you know, anybody wants to know. And these are available at my local health food store, my grocery store. So I have fun with them. But you know what? I've been talking for 30 minutes. And you guys have not gotten no music or no anything. And, you know, I normally, you know, have something going on. And I think that just got kind of caught up. So I'm going to play something that, you know, I think this is kind of appropriate for what's getting ready to happen, because maybe it's not. Wow. Oh, yes, it is. So this song is dedicated to my guest who's about to come on. So whenever she comes on, she'll get a chance to hear all this. But because in honor of the sexy Mistress C, I want you guys to sit back. I'm not going nowhere. We're just going to take a little bit of break, but get in the mood for Mistress C.
My lips hurt. Thank you.
I hope y'all understood. Now, for those of y'all who don't understand about that song, Rope Burn, the reason why I played it, because I got a special guest on here tonight. So, you know, all I could say is that you guys, I hope you guys enjoy her as much as I do. And, you know, without further ado, I want to introduce tonight's guest, Mistress Dick.
Hello, Lady B. How are you?
I'm all right. Welcome to the show, sweetie. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I was under the weather for the past couple of days, but you know the universe is good to those who put out good energy, and I'm doing much better. So I am here. I am ready to talk, girl.
Well, you know what? Before we get into everything, as in every guest that comes on my show, for anyone who does not know who you are, tell them a little bit about yourself, because I know about you, but everybody don't know what I know.
Well, my name is Mr. Thick. My name kind of precedes me. I am the Ebony Scat Goddess. I can actually say that there aren't any Ebony goddesses, and when that service, or I should say that, indulge in that particular fetish, and that is me. I love it, and when I say scat, I don't mean jazz. I mean brown showers, and that's fun. There's a good times for me.
Wow.
I have a couple of videos that are out. I guess, you know, I'm kind of a hybrid between, you know, the BDSM and the XXX community, because I've shot both and I enjoy shooting both. So I've, you know, found some success there. And hopefully 2014 is just going to be bigger and better now that I'm in collaboration with Mistress C. Mistress C in LA, she's phenomenal. She's my sister, as my mentor, like, you know, and my business partner. We, you know, we have our themed parties that we're launching off for this year and for the upcoming year. It's just so many things. Like, you know, Goddess is good. That's all I can say. Like, there's so many things that have just, you know, come forth. And I'm just open and receptive, and I'm ready to share my kink with everybody else. So
I like that. You know, y'all heard that. She's sharing the kink. Well, you know, I'm getting ready to get, you know, I'm going to get a little bit up in your business. You touched on a little bit about what scat was, but for anybody who really doesn't understand, like myself, because one of my questions was definitely, what is a scat goddess, and what is scat? Because for me, if it's what I'm thinking is, I'm like kind of, I'm very open-minded, but, you know, I do have, you know, like a lot of people, I have to ask, what is it?
Yes, that you got it, crapophilia, and that is shitting on someone, using someone as a human toilet.
Wow. I didn't know that's what that was called.
Yes. I love my human toilets. They're fun.
No, the reason why I didn't know that, because I had a friend. Well, I won't even call him a friend, a dog. that actually liked me to do that on him. And I didn't know that's what that was. I did it because it was like, hell, if you like it, then, you know, let me go have me a nice some hamburger or something. And everything, so
there are some that like to play in it, there are some that like to consume it, there are some that just want the humiliation of someone else using them in that capacity. So it is.
Now I know what that is. Wow, I didn't know that's what I was doing. Wow, I did not. You know what? I did not make a living doing that. I can make a. I can make a living shitting on people. Damn.
Yes, you can.
Okay, y'all. I will come. Okay, y'all hear this? I didn't think I would be saying this, but if you want me to come shit on you. I know I'm making. I know y'all saying this bitch is crazy. Did she just say that? But you know what? I didn't know. I mean, he liked it, and you know, I was obliging. I mean, he liked golden showers, and he liked drinking and everything. And I guess I'm one of them bitches who just be obliged. Okay, you want this? Here you go. Let me go drink me a gallon of water. Oh, you want me to shit on you? Okay, let's get the bathroom together. I'm serious. I did not know that's what it was called. Wow. I just learned something. Okay, so dog that I was dealing with, and you know why I'm calling you dog, because you're a fucking dog. But now I wish I would have known, because I should have been charging your ass for this shit. Hey, I'm like pissed. That's 5 fucking years I was doing that shit for free.
Oh, my goodness. That's a car.
That's a fucking... You know, I'm pissed at myself. Shit. I should have known you back then. I could have been saying, motherfucker, pay me. I did not know. Damn. You just taught me something new.
Yes, and believe it or not, it is something that is a common fantasy that's shared amongst a lot of people, but because it's so taboo, nobody really wants to talk about it. And one of the things about me is, you know, when they encounter me, I'm an individual that truly enjoys the exchange of power that I get out of, you know, humiliating someone to the point where I'm using them as a receptacle for my waste. So,
damn, I'm really in the wrong business. I mean, I'm sitting here like, damn, could I do this? You know, okay, sweetie, you hear me? I won't do it to you because I know you don't like me dominating you, but shit, you know, if it's a living in this, huh? And I like humiliating people. That I can get some frustrations out. Do you know? I'm sorry. I'm getting ready to get all off the fucking subject. You motherfuckers getting ready to hear me talk about a new business venture. I'm be like, damn. Okay. I told you, you never know what the hell is going to come out my mouth. I told you, you never know.
So you know, I'm glad that you are one. You're more like me, and you know, you just like receptive. And you know, if it's something that it's somebody else's kink, you don't look at them in a strange way or feel some kind of way because that's what they're interested in. And a lot of people are afraid of that. They're afraid that, you know, their girlfriend is going to look at them in a different light, or their wife is going to look at them in a different light. And they're right. So they will look at them in a different light, but it is what it is, you know. And if you
I'm
have,
I'm just mad because I could have been getting paid for this shit. I mean, damn, 5 fucking years. I'm sitting here seriously. When I say I used to piss in this motherfucker's mouth, I mean literally. I'd be like, I want to pee in your mouth, okay? And he's drinking it. He told me, that's all you got? Let me go drink some more fucking water. Can I go have a fifth of liquor, too? And I mean, not only was I shitting on him, this motherfucker was digging up in my ass to get more shit. I'm like, I'm
pissed. That's how they are.
I could have been being paid. I did not know. And you know what? And I'm just so receptive. I'm like, okay. You know. Damn. 5 fucking years.
You're like, okay, this is kind of freaky. You know, all right, I can roll with this.
You
but
know,
see,
a lot of women don't think
like that.
No, you know what? My whole thing, I'm not drinking your piss and I'm not playing in your shit because I don't.
Oh, no. We don't do that. No.
No, but I'm just saying. But I was like, if that's what you want, you know, make sure that shit don't get on me, you know. That's why we up in the bathroom, you know. We find us a nice hotel room to do this shit in because you ain't fucking up my carpet at home.
Exactly. But when you're into it like me, you own a toilet seat. So that's always fun, placing them under the toilet seat. And they are able to watch, you know, every little morsel exit my body before it hits them.
Oh, shit. We going to talk. I mean, I might become your new mentee or something. Cause is that the right word?
Yes, that is the right word. That's the right word.
Maybe like, be like, what the hell happened to Miss V? Well, you know that bitch was already a dom. You know, she already out there.
Now she out there shitting on people.
For a living. Didn't you see that new damn Hummer that bitch was driving? She don't even like Hummers, but she got a new Hummer now.
But, you know, one of the things that's good is because I talk about it, because I publicize it, because I'm very proud of it, it does bring it to the forefront for a lot more people to learn about it. And just, you don't have to love it, just be tolerant, you know. Just because he likes to eat shit does not make him a bad person.
Just brush your teeth afterwards.
Right.
You know what? I might have to send, you know what, that bad Miss V, don't go there. Cause like, let me drop a note in the mail. By the way, you know he likes shit too.
So that's one of my favorite things to do to men. I love it. It is an intoxicating feeling of power. You know, you're shitting on them. Not only are you shitting on them, they're ingesting it, and they're paying you to do it. So, you know,
I'm in the wrong damn profession. Shit. I know my listeners are like, is this bitch really talking about shitting on people and talking about switching jobs? I know that. I know my listeners are like, really? This is what you can really talk about for a fucking hour. No, this is not what I'm going to talk about. So I'm going to change the subject because, see, now my ass is really intrigued and I'm sitting here taking fucking notes like, okay, I can do this. Now I got to find out how to get a damn clientele. Who likes to be shit on? Y'all
let me
know,
tell
y'all,
you, it's not.
If y'all
want
to be shit on, send it to Ask Miss V. I already got the email set up.
Now, I bet you'll get some emails. I guarantee you, you'll get at least two. At least. Because it's more people are into it than you think or curious about it.
How much
they may not want to eat it. They may want it on them. They may want to wear it. I actually have some that just come and purchase, you know, a turd in a bag or a tampon in a bag. And, you know, it's...
Wow. Okay, we're going to have to move on. We're going to have to move on because, see, I'll be talking about shit and they be thinking about, damn, all this bitch is soon is talking about shit. Okay. What I really got to talk to you about, you know, we're gonna move on. We might come back to this shit. Moving on from the shit, yes, y'all going to hear shit so much tonight. I'm just preparing y'all. If anybody got virgin ears, y'all hang it up because I think my new word for the night is shit. Fuck scat. You know, I'm using shit. So moving on from the shit, let's talk a little bit about Exotica because, see, you are in the dungeon. And
yes.
I have not got a chance. You know, I tell everybody, as much as I know about you and Mistress C and a lot of other people in the dungeon, you know, because I'm there, I don't never get a chance to really see it, but what is the dungeon experience, you know, from, how can I say it, not from an insider's point of view, but from the outsider, what can a person, if they come to Exotica, expect if they come to the dungeon?
Okay, well, if they come to the dungeon, they can expect to be exposed and educated in a positive way to our kinks. And that's really what the purpose of the lair is to interact with the public, educate them, and, you know, so they understand and maybe even pique their interest in what we do. We're just sharing our kink with the rest of the world. And a lot of people, when they first get into BDSM, they have bad experiences. And we want to change that. We want to give a positive first experience to, you know, the individual who's never been exposed or flogged or spanked or whipped. And, you know, it's for a lot of people, it's life-changing. It really is. I know I've changed the course of a few people's lives who have come into the dungeon. And the same is with Mistress C. She's touched and moved way more people than me. And it has to do with us being so real and honest and really genuinely loving what we do and wanting everyone else to understand the love in what we do.
You know, because I, you know, most of my listeners know that I do know about the BDSM community. As they say, I'm not naive to it. So, you know, when I ask questions, I always try to ask from the perspective of a vanilla person. And for anybody who doesn't know, can, you know, I've asked this question before when I had Mr. C on, but I always like for someone who's actually practicing more so than I am, can you explain to my listeners when we use the term vanilla what we mean?
Absolutely. When we use the term vanilla, we mean, or we're describing someone without any kinks or fetishes. They're usually into just straight sex. They're not willing to explore much outside of that box. And we refer to those people as vanilla.
Okay, because I know a lot of people, I know people hear me say vanilla, and a lot of my listeners know that I'm part of the swingers community, even though I guess once a swinger, always a swinger, because I've stepped back for a minute because I've been focusing on work. But, you know, we always say vanilla, and I've had people say, well, you mean vanilla, you know, is that an ice cream? And I'm like, no, it's what you are. You know, I tell everybody, you know, if you're not doing threesomes, you're fucking vanilla, you know. So, what do you mean? I was like, and I tell people, I always give my example. If I share my man with other women, you know, as long as I could watch, he could go fuck. You know, I have to watch, though. You know, he ain't going to nobody's house without me. But I tell him, that's why I tell him, I know I'm not vanilla because I have no problem doing that. But you get somebody else. When I was part of the BDSM community, because of the individual I was with, you know, I got enlightened into a lot of things in the community. So I tell everybody, you know, I think I'm really quick to cross my vanilla because I've been exposed to both communities. A lot of people haven't been exposed to both sides and can't speak on it, you know, but I'm always intrigued when I learn something new because I damn sure didn't know what scat is, you know. Shit is going to be my word for the night. I'm serious, you know. That is.
That's the buzzword.
it's all about shitting, you know. I'm like, damn. You know, all I keep thinking about is all the money I missed 5 years. I could have been being paid. No wonder he was so eager to come back all the time. Because I was shitting on him. You know, he said, I want to play in your shit. Okay, you know. And my answer is just willingly, you know, not realizing that there's fucking money I could have been making. No wonder. He was probably paying somebody before, probably paying them now. Shit. Like, damn.
Like, and I can tell, like, you're not repulsed by it. And, you know, that's a good thing. If you're not repulsed by it, then that means you would likely enjoy it.
Anytime you my bitch for a night and I get to tell you what the fuck to do, oh, I'm happy. You my bitch? Shut the fuck down. I had a collar on that motherfucker, okay? I would go to clubs. I'd just be in a bitch mode. Put this fucking collar on, dragging his ass around with a fucking chain. People be looking at me. Aww. Don't sit your ass down. Oh, hell yeah.
That's so cute. I love to see that.
And he was a very obedient. I just didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing, though. You know, I was like, shit, he want me to fucking treat him like he ain't shit? I was passing
him
around.
Well, it's a learning experience. It really is. And you know, one of the things, being a dom, it helps you understand yourself and what you really like. There are, you know, a lot of the females that are in our community that only indulge in pay for play, like they're only professional, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, there's something missing when you can't say that you would indulge in it on your own free time. So, you know, that's one of the things I think that makes myself stand out, Mr. C stand out, the people who are involved with the layer stand out, that, you know, it's genuinely something that we love and we're going to commit and put into this show. Even we may not get paid, we're here to educate and share what we know with everybody else. So you know, I love the Lair, and I'm happy to be a member, a core performer with the Lair, both AVN and Exotica. I'm looking forward to 2014. I have no
We got to hang in Vegas, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, when you're not performing, you know, we got to go have drinks, you know.
I agree.
I'll be at the white party, so, you know, I already got my white dress. But, you know what? It's a couple of things I got to ask you because, see, like I said, I told you my ass be running my mouth all night, and I look up, they be talking about, show over, bitch. It's a couple, I got like three core questions I have to ask you because these are things that on my research, one of the things and the information that was provided to me, can you tell me what is a, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong because Lord knows I can speak some words better than I can say anything, but I'm going to probably mess this up, so I'm going to apologize. But what is a prodomania?
Okay, a prodomina.
Okay.
And a domina is the term that was used in Roman times to describe the headmistress of the house. So it's just a term that's used to, or not a term, a title that is used to describe someone who is in charge, a master. The domino and the dominus ruled over slaves, and they were master and mistress of their home. So when someone refers to themselves as a domino or a dominus, that means that they do they are top, they do have slaves, and some of them may even be indentured slaves, you know. So that would be my best, that would be the best explanation I could give you.
Okay, and I want to hear about, you actually have a video on human toilet training.
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you explain, without getting too deep into it, because folks, y'all want to see the video, y'all go buy it. But, yeah, I'm telling folks, go buy the video. But can you give us like a short synopsis of what this video entails?
Basically, I encountered this gentleman from New Jersey who has been into scat play for about 19 years. And, you know, we got together. He mentioned that he would love to shoot with me. And I said, you know what? I think we might be able to do something really special. And even though it sickens a lot of people, what was caught on camera was really special because it hasn't been seen anywhere else. And, you know, it took me, 36 hours of not going to the bathroom and eating. I had to eat the proper things in order to get the right consistency for him to consume it, because he did consume it. So he was actually a human toilet. He took in my waste as I put it out. And drank it, and ate it, and swallowed it. And you see it full head on. And it's worse than two girls in one cup. That would, you know, if you put that next to what I did, it's like, yeah. Not even in the same
ballpark.
Oh, my goodness. And that's about, and the runtime on that is about 32 minutes of me just totally taking the shit, a 36-hour held shit on this guy, and right in his mouth. And him consuming it.
Wow. Okay. See, I think I could do it, but I don't know if I could watch it. I'm serious, you know. I'm like picturing this. I'm like, I don't know if I could watch that. Sit now, can I sit on top of somebody and do it? Yeah. Could I watch it? You know what? I probably could do anything. I ain't going to say what I couldn't do. But the other thing, I heard you're writing a book. I want to hear about this book.
Yes, that is one of the other many projects that I'm working on. I am writing, I guess, my memoirs, so to speak. Don't worry, names and dates have been changed to protect the innocent boys. But those people that follow my blog, they're the ones who, you know, inspired me to write about it, because I truly love, you know, my interaction with all submissives and slaves, and I like to share my experiences with everyone else. So, and I've always been a writer, and writing has always been an outlet for me, and it just made sense. And when I wrote, when I began to blog about my sessions and my experiences, I got, like, such an overwhelming feedback, and people wanted to read more. And they're like, wow, you know, you write so good. I can close my eyes and, you know, imagine myself there. And I'm like, So, you know, what I've done is I've been blogging now for a few years and different interactions with different slaves and subs, but I've never completed one online. I have the completed stories, but they're not published online. So I kind of leave them to be continued and kind of leave my fans wanting more. So,
wow.
And I never repeat the same story. I always go on to the next one. And all of the stories that I write, all of the interactions that I write about are true. They really happen. They, you know, these are things that I experienced firsthand.
Wow. That's deep. Okay, I just got, you know what, I just went totally, I'm so sorry, I just like went totally speechless and blank, because I'm like, wow, you know, it. I'm always happy when somebody, when you can make me go, wow, that means that, you know, you done really said some shit that's done caught my attention, you know, which is a good thing, because I got like ADD and everything, but the question I was going to ask, you've talked to me, you know I ain't got no good sense, but one of the things I'm going to ask, you know, and I think I kind of prepared you that I was going to ask this, but you may not remember, you know, when we were in Atlantic City and, you know, my feet were hurting, and you mentioned earlier in the conversation about you guys have different slaves and stuff there. Tell me about this foot slave that you got, because, and is he going to be in New Jersey? Because, see, for one, I'm fucking running over to the damn lair. but my question is, I know that it was offered to me, you know, and I thank you, because I do know about the community, so I know that, you know, you just don't offer your slave to somebody to do something, you know, unless you really like that person, because that's just not what you do unless they done pissed you off and you be like, you're going to do this, 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 and this as a form of punishment. But when, oh, yeah, I know about that shit. I told you, I won't even say I dabble, because I did full research. I just didn't, you know, the personal.
Okay.
I've done my research.
I hear you, girl. I see.
I just tell everybody the person that I'm with, because I believe I'm so dominant when I'm not at home. I tell everybody my bedroom is the one place that I'm the submissive bitch. I tell everybody, I was like, you know, I don't run shit in my bedroom. That's the only place I don't run anything. Everybody else, I run it, you know, and I tell everybody, you know, and I'm one of those people who will tell you, I'm the bitch in my bedroom, you know, I'm the bitch that say, bitch, what's your name? You know, this my name. Who am I? I'm your daddy. You know, I'm the bitch in the bedroom, you know, but we get outside the fucking bedroom. Who the fuck you talking to? I ain't your bitch. Get that ass down. Don't you know who I am? Fucking Miss V, bitch. You call it a bitch.
Oh, you are too much.
But the average person who comes to Jonathan and radio operator. Hello. Hello.
Okay, I can hear you now. I thought I lost you.
I was going to say, I think the ham radio operator came in and said, hey, we want to get up in that conversation. I heard some Morse code. I just had a flashback. Shit. y'all know I'm not young, so y'all know some of the shit I'm sitting there. I was like, oh, shit, do I need to start writing?
I saw Blog Talk Radio shut you down, like, code red, code scat, fucking scat.
I'm sitting there, I hear it in my ear, I'm like, no. I was like, oh, shit, blah. But my question was, you know, being that you guys are at the lair, and I know I'm asking a lot about Exotica, and for those of you, for anybody who's, when I'm talking about Exotica, really what I'm talking about right now is Exotica Edison that comes up October 4th through the 6th. Yes, I'm giving Exotica their promo, where I will be there, you know, as they say, let's get the shameless promo on. Exotica Edison, New Jersey is the weekend of October 4th, 5th, and 6th. I will be broadcasting live this show 2 hours a day, each day. I will also be conducting How to Pick the Perfect Sex Toy on Friday night. Nice. With that, Mr. Stick will also be there. Oh, I gotta do the other shameless plug. Everybody go to, wow, y'all got to follow me on Twitter because I'm nominated for the Miss Rated X 2014.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, I'm up there with some big names, Mistress C, Naomi Banks. Oh, excuse me. Sarah J, I think, is on there. All I care about is me. I ain't gonna lie. I love Mistress C and Naomi. You guys, I love you, but bitch need votes. Voting codes is October 25th, so Rated X Energy Drink. I've been nominated for Rated X 2014. I want that damn can because that's a whole year on that can. If I get on that can, you motherfuckers will see me traveling and signing. You know, that's the beauty of
nice.
It. You know, so I'll be like selling cans, $13 a can with the signature, but, you know, hey, it's worth it. But when we're talking about shameless plug, you know, I had to get in. Exotica, New Jersey, it will also be, is it the lair or the dungeon? I always say dungeon, lair, you know.
Well,
but
we're the lair, and that's the name of the dungeon is the lair. So
okay.
Either or is appropriate. Now, you were talking about is my foot slaves. And, yes, I host myself and Mistress C and Soul Sister Soirees. We're hosting foot parties. We host them in the Exotica Convention. We host them privately now. What happens in Exotica is basically, you know, I've been there where you're walking around in those 6 and 7 inch heels all day, smiling, you know, standing on your feet. And it's a lot of women who, you know, by the midday or maybe a few hours into wearing their shoes, they're out those shoes because those shoes are hurting their feet. And then they go back into them and vice versa. So what happened was in Las Vegas, AVN, you know, my feet were hurting, another mistress's feet were hurting, and we just began to pull men in who wanted to rub our feet. And it was the most soothing thing. We actually were able to get back in our heels, and they enjoyed it. And as soon as that happened, it was like, click, a match made in heaven. So Exotica comes, and I go around to all you ladies. I look and see who's got on the high heels, who's got on the platform. And I'll invite you all back to the dungeon and where my slaves will be happy to massage your feet down as long as you like. We don't charge you guys to get any type of pampering.
Really? Oh, my God. Morse code operator. It's somebody with a ham radio operator chiming in. Okay, for you guys who are listening, we're just having a little bit. I don't know what's going on with the ham radio operator. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You know what? I think it's a ham radio operator who's trying to get in.
Oh, my goodness. I was just still talking. I don't even know what you didn't hear and what, you know, what got through. So I'm sorry.
You know what? It's not your fault. You know, hey, we just stand on air, and I'm sitting here saying, hey, the ham radio operator, you know.
Wow.
And
I was talking, and I realized, I'm like, do you hear me? Hello? So, no, I was just letting, you know, I was just saying about our foot parties and Soul Sister Soirees and how we host privately parties. Now we host the parties in Exotica. And it was just a match made in heaven, you know, women walking around with 7, 6-inch heels, their feet hurting at the end of the day or the middle of the day. I have foot slaves who want to worship the feet of beautiful women. Well, you know what? Let me bring these beautiful women into my dungeon and let my boys take care of their feet. And ever since Vegas, AVN, when I introduced it, it just became a hit, and Mr. C thinks it's great, and we're going to just continue to roll out this year and the next year with the event.
And I'm telling you that, you know, and I think I was up in the dungeon for a minute in Vegas because I'm always walking around doing stuff in Vegas, you know. As I said, Vegas is my cute working. As they say, the one time I don't have to be stuck in one area. So I think I came up there. You know what? That's when I found out that people love taking pictures, and the sexier I am, the more pictures they want to take. So I might have boobs hanging out. But you know what? We got
friends. You better let my boys take care of your feet, because last time I invited you and your daughter, and I know you guys were busy at the booth, but you got to take care. You got to get some pampering and let my boys take care of you.
We're going to have another person there with us, so, you know, definitely we're going to take care of it. But can you take a question? Because I got a caller who done called in. This is the person. I'm getting ready to mess with them. So you want to answer some questions from some callers?
Sure.
Okay. Come on. Hi, you're on the air with Miss V and Mr. Stick. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. This is Randy.
Hi, Randy. You know what, Randy?
How
you
doing?
You know what, Randy? I'm disappointed in you, because every time you've been calling back and forth for about 10 or 15 minutes, and every time you would call this damn radio, this is who's been interrupting our call. Randy, I'm getting ready to pick on you. I know it's not your fault. But every time you would call, we would get the ham radio sound, the Morse code operator, and then you would hang up and it would go away. And then you call back in. And so I was like, who's this damn caller? I was like, oh, my God. I was like, so I'm going to fuck with this person. How are you doing, Randy, sweetie? Not that I didn't fuck with you. And you know what? If I offended you, I'm sorry, sweetie.
You didn't offend me. And to answer for the ham radio, I do not own a ham radio.
No,
never
but it's
had,
like every
will.
Time you call in, the past couple of times you done called in and called and dropped and came back, it's like the Morse code done came in. I was like, shit, I'm having, you know, some Persian Gulf War flashbacks over here. You know, I'm like, damn.
No, all's good. All is good.
Saddam Hussein done came back from the fucking grave, got to bomb his ass again. Y'all know I'm a damn Gulf War veteran. I forgot to tell y'all that. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to fuck somebody up.
Oh, by the way, thanks for following me. I got your welcome from last
week. You're welcome, Randy. I told you, as soon as you tell me who you are, you know, I don't. And for anybody who's listening, I don't follow everybody. So when y'all be saying follow back, that FB don't mean shit. No, not you, Randy, but in particular, that FB don't mean shit to me. If I followed anybody who followed me, are you crazy? You know, what is the purpose of me following you? You know, are you calling into my show? Are you a fan? Or do you think that you're getting free sex? I get a lot of people who be like, follow back, and then next thing you know, well, how do I meet you? I want to see your breasts. Can I Skype with you? No, you can't Skype with me, motherfucker. You know, shit. This kitty cat is reserved for one person. But what's your question?
You know what? It's the Twitter hoes that have given that perception. They think anybody is down for that when there's like a group of females who, you know, are game for playing or, you know, just hooking up randomly with guys on Twitter. And there's nothing wrong with it. And I don't judge those girls because I used to be one of them. But what I'm saying is you know, that's really what it boils down to. That's why these guys come and approach us like them. That's what they're used to encountering. So
I don't.
You just gotta
cut
them straight.
You know what? No, when people ask for my Skype, I tell them, "Are you getting ready to buy a toy? You must be getting ready to spend some money if I'm giving you my Skype, okay?" You know, I have a handful of people on my Skype, and then they will tell you I don't really talk on Skype other than for the show. And then I have a few people, like shout out to Poppy Chulo down in Florida. You know, me and him talk on Skype because that's like my little brother. So you know, it's cheaper for us to talk on Skype. We might be talking for a couple of hours. But aside from that, you know, I really don't Skype with that many people. I mean, if I want to talk to somebody, I pick up the damn phone and call them. And since Poppy Chulo ain't trying to video Skype with me, we could, you know. But Randy, I'm sorry, sweetie. You know, you know you call on my show that this is like an eavesdrop on a conversation. What's your question?
Okay, I heard of you were talking about dungeons, right? I was heard in the conversation before I clicked in.
Yeah,
we were talking about the lair, the dungeons for Exotica and AVN.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know, since I've never been in a dungeon, I've heard of dungeons. If I wanted to go to a dungeon, I just want to be curious, what do I so like expect once I walk in the dungeon or lair?
Well, once you walk into our lair, you're just walking into an open space that we've converted into our little freak zone. So you might have an area where there's spanking going on. You might have an area where someone's being restrained and rigged and hung by suspension. There'll be an area where my flip boys will be massaging the beautiful feet of the women of Exotica. There'll be another area where, you know, you'll see other dominance like Mistress C and other performers involved with Exotica just interacting and educating, you know, novice people who are vanilla, who are curious, who want to know more. So that's what you can expect when you come to our dungeon. As far as a private dungeon, I really can't give you a synopsis as to what you would experience, because I think what we do is much better. And it's way out in the forefront in the public, and it's educational, and it's, yeah. So come on by. We'll be at Edison, New Jersey, October 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we plan to have a really good time. We always do. And we always have fun in the dungeon. It's fun. It's about fun and educating.
And Randy, yeah, just so you know, I've been to a private dungeon, and a private dungeon.
Yes.
Most vanilla people don't go to a private dungeon only because you have to really be invited. At least the dungeons I've been to, you have to either know someone who's in the community,
yes,
or be invited in, because the private dungeons, because it is not something that's a voyeur event, it's more, you know, you've got a lot of things going on. And like I said, I've been to a couple of dungeons here, and it's just because I know people in the community, and because I will go beat some ass every now and then. But, you know, when you have to really, you know, as far as what to expect of a vanilla person, most vanilla people really won't go to a dungeon just to find out what it is. Normally you're exposed through maybe a mistress or a master or a dominant, or maybe a sub, if there's a sub that's out there. And when I say a sub, you might have a regular sub or an alpha sub that's looking to bring in another slave into that particular family. Then that's how you normally get invited to the dungeons. The dungeons are not what people think on TV. They're really private affairs, and when that's going on, voyeurism is not really looked upon, you know, good, unless you are familiar with it and that particular area is, well, you know what, because they look at you as a voyeur, you know, especially if you got the big eyes. Now, there are some voyeurs in that community. I mean, this is what they do. They're voyeurs. But you could tell they're voyeurs, and that's how they get off, by being a voyeur. But a regular vanilla person going in there, you would stand out like a sore thumb. You have to be prepared before you go into a dungeon, because the experience inside of a dungeon is not even anything that I can really explain. It's one of those experiences that once you go to one, you come out with a new understanding of that community, and you come out really with a big respect for it. So when you see things on the news about what's happening, you'd be like, okay, that person really wasn't into it, right? Especially if you've been around some true masters and some true mistresses, and people who are really deep into the community, who have taught you proper language. I mean, because it's not just saying this is my mistress or this is my master. It's knowing the proper language, the proper respect. You know, you have to address people a certain way. It is a true lifestyle. So a dungeon is not some place that I would recommend that you would go being curious.
Okay. Yeah.
Where are you located, Randy?
I'm sorry?
I said, where are you located?
I'm located in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, okay. You're in Baltimore, Maryland, and you should definitely take a look at FetFest. Mm-hmm. You want to look at lifestyle events, things that you can go to and, you know, meet people, network, find people who are interested in the same things that you're interested in, but also there's privacy, seclusion, and there's voyeurism. So if I were you and you're interested in, you know, kind of breaking the surface of the BDSM community, the first thing I would suggest you do is create a FetLife. Create a FetLife account, and then you start looking
for... I got
for
one of those.
I heard of it, but I never got the nerve to do that. I mean, not that it's a bad thing. I mean, I'm just a little, haven't got the nerve to do it, but how can I get into the nerve to do it?
Well, you know what? You just have to say, fuck it, I'm going to get me an account, because you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I've had my account for about 6 or 7 years now. When I was active, I was on FetLife a lot, and there are people who I know who are on FetLife. But then when you don't do anything on FetLife, you know, just like with Adult Friend Finder and alt.com, which is also like FetLife, you know, you have the option. Just because you get an account doesn't mean you have to do anything with it, you know. People will
right.
see how much you come on, but then you label yourself. You say what you are. When you go, FetLife I like because they really break it down and say what you are like. I'm listed on FetLife as a mistress because I'm such a, you know, I can't be a slave to somebody. I'm not going to be a submissive. So I always put down that I am a alpha. You know, if they want to classify me as anything, I'm always classified as a mistress on FetLife because I'm not going to be submissive to any damn body. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Bow down, bitches and men. You know, that's what
wow.
But I haven't
so
been
Randy,
on there.
What are your kinks? I'm curious. You want to come to a dungeon, what you want to see?
I like to see, it's like one of those balls, put a ball, what those balls in your, ball in your mouth with the string around it. And
okay.
Gag ball. Gag ball.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, what should I say? I don't want to say the wrong thing.
So far, you're right. It's a ball gag. You got it.
Yeah. Sometimes get a hit with a paddle, a big paddle.
Uh-huh. I own a very big paddle, and I love to hit men with it.
And,
I've seen those paddles.
Yeah. And what else can I? Probably that's probably the only thing I can think of for now. But I'm sure there's more I can think of in my head, top of my head. But those two are the only things I can think of for now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, I'm gonna ask you a question. You know, see now y'all done brought up my damn kink side. Now, I done beat some ass at Exotica before, so I know about that. But if you were to go and get hit with a paddle, would you prefer your pants up or down? I mean, do you want to, you know, bare ass wood on, do you want wood to ass, or do you want something separating it?
If I was a beginner, I would say something separated.
Okay.
I would go something separated between my ass and the clothes. I just figure if I would have did it bare ass, I probably wouldn't even sit down for about a few weeks.
Well, no, you can't do it bare ass at Exotica, but I enjoy making the men drop their pants. I make them drop their pants and bend over and take my paddle over their underwear. So,
Okay, I did bare ass in Chicago. A guy dropped his pants in front of me in Chicago when I did it. Oh, yeah. His ass turned red as hell, too.
Oh, I love the coloring and the bruising that comes from spanking. It's hot.
But the gag ball, wow, that means, ooh, you know what? See, he's into bondage. That ball gag, you know, you can't have a ball gag without some handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Or a nice leather collar with studs and a chain. Ball gag, collar, chain.
Correct me if I'm wrong at this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Does a woman or a madam or dominant woman use a strap-on if they want a strap-on?
love using strap-on. I love pegging men.
That's the first. That's the second time I heard that word. I never even heard about it until someone told me about it.
He liked that also. Wow. You know, I'm mad as hell. How much money did I lose? Fucked him in his ass.
Thousands.
Fucked him in his ass. He sucked my dick. I pissed on him. I didn't shit on him. I didn't walk him around. Oh, you know what? This motherfucker owed me a house.
Owe you a house.
5 years of that shit.
Yes, damn. You definitely owed a lot.
I
guarantee you, he is missing you because there are not many women that will indulge in that type of play. So I guarantee he's the one that's at the loss.
That's the reason why I keep getting a text message at least once a year calling me a sexy bitch.
He get that good old sexy feeling, and he's like, oh, man, she was the only one who shit on me. She was the only one who peed on me. She was the only one who made me take her strap on.
And every time he does that, I fucking write a letter to his wife, control your fucking dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that Randy, that's the one I put the pictures on the garage. Remember I told you about that?
Yes.
He's the one I put the pictures on the garage.
Yes. That was great. That was a great story when you told me about it. That was a really great story.
Mr. Stick didn't hear about that. I found out this guy was married, and he was lying about it. He was, like, fucking me and a few other women. But I found out he was married, and his wife was in denial about it. So I blew up pictures of me, he liked taking pictures of us fucking. So I took all the pictures of me and him together, including his dick going in my pussy. And I did 8.5 by 8, you know, I did pictures. And I taped them on the door in the garage. For the neighbors.
That is classic.
Well, you know what? I never kicked in a door. I thought it was, you know, if you want to tell me how fucking delusional I am and how desperate I am, explain why your man was fucking me. And explain how good, you know, enjoy the taste of my pussy and my piss and my shit. Damn, I need to send that bitch to Bill. I've been taking care of your motherfucking slave, damn it. Is there a way I can legally, you know, we're going to have to, I need to talk to the damn attorneys at AVN. Can I send him a bill for all this fucking piss and the shit that I did on him that I didn't know I should have been paid for? Can we legally get a bill sent? Can I put a lien on the damn house?
Back bill him.
Okay. So, Randy, what's your other question? Because y'all know I ain't got no damn good sense.
Well, on that, let me ask Ms. V a question. On that picture, when you send the picture to the wife, did the husband and the wife are divorced or are they still together?
I don't know. I think that dumb bitch is still with him. And I say that only because she left a message on my voicemail talking about how they were doing all this. But I'm like, bitch, yo, man done bought me 2 fucking coats and clothes. And he was doing the same thing for another chick and her children. You know, She was delusional. You know, some women are like that. Some women are in denial and, quote, unquote, he'll change.
Yeah.
You know, so if they're married or not, you know what? If they're still together, they deserve each other. If they're not together, more power for her getting out. You know, all I say is control your fucking dog. Keep your dog away from me because I don't do married men not knowingly. And when I found out he was married, I let the whole fucking world know. This is what your fucking dog is doing. Your dog is fucking me.
Me. Wow. Good for you. Good for
me
you. I
and
mean,
a
that's
chicken.
Revenge.
But you know what? But see, when I told her, she was in denial. I became the bad guy. But you know what? I love being the bad guy because if I'm the bad guy, I'm the bad guy who walks around with a fucking strawberry coat that your man fucking bought me. I walk around with a 3/4 leather coat that your man bought me. I walk around with clothes that your man bought me. So you know what? I might be the stupid one, but at the end of the day, I'm not sleeping with a motherfucking adulterer, and I'm not in denial about somebody doing something. Once it's put in my fucking face, you got to go. You will never, and then have a bitch put the shit on my, when a woman knows where you live at and put the shit on your damn garage, you would never publicly humiliate me like that. I won't come home where all my neighbors are seeing on my fucking garage to face the street, because grant you, I didn't have to go off on their property. You know how ranch houses sit, and you have an attached garage, so the garage is a little bit in front of the house, but still attached. Oh, it was right there. I walked all maybe 15, 20 feet to the garage door and taped that shit up on there, and then went to the front door and taped it up on there, so the whole neighborhood got a chance to walk past and see what was taped on your house. I don't know what time they got home, but I could tell you one thing. It's probably some children who got a fucking eye full of that fucking dick going in my pussy. I'm sure that she appreciated on New Year's Eve when she thought her fucking husband was out traveling that he was fucking at a party with me. I'm sure she appreciated on Halloween when she thought that he was doing something else that there was pictures of me. All these fucking holidays that your husband had told you he's someplace else, he's with me. And I'm sure that any woman who gets publicly humiliated, he'd have his ass beat.
If I was that woman, I would have divorced him. Sorry, but that's the way it is. Whatever happened to for better or for worse?
Why would you go after the woman? If the woman puts this in your face and she's not saying she wants your man, she just wants you to know what he's doing, and you call her, because I said, if you want to talk, call me. And then when she did that, I sent her a motherfucking letter saying, you know what, it's obvious that you don't have no fucking money. Come have lunch with me, because me and the other female, we're friends. And I said, you know what, because I know you ain't got the money that you claim you got. I'll even pay for lunch. I said, come have lunch with me. And we had more video, and we had more videos and stuff to show him. There was stuff all over the internet with him and different women. So I was going to put it in her face. You know, if you feel this confident that your man ain't doing shit, explain why you got pictures of him with this woman saying that this is her new husband and his new family. Why is it there pictures with me and him saying that he's going to marry me? Why is there pictures with these other women? All these different women. You know, let me give it to you. Because, see, a picture can't lie.
Right.
And then the video, you know, and then I got the video of him and me fucking another bitch. You know, always classic. I still own that video. that I sent her a copy of. Here's a video. While we were in the jacuzzi and he was eating another woman's pussy. Hey, like I said, I'm a bitch. but I'm a grown up. I'm figuring that if I could put my face out there and do it, you should be able to live with what you do. I have, as they say, you have to be able to live what's out there, especially in the day of the internet.
Right. Everything comes to light on the internet. There's no hiding anything anymore.
So, Randy, you got any other questions? I told you, you'd be calling in, eavesdropping on my conversations, because, you know, this is girl talk.
No, not now. I just want to say you're doing a great show. I love your show, by the way. And
enjoy last week's show?
Oh, yes, I did. I listened to the one that I missed with the
Angela Lynn Davis. So did you hear what happened at the end of the show?
Yes. I'm following her too, by the way.
Well, you know, that was all live at the end of that show, and that wasn't planned. That was unexpected. So I hope all my listeners enjoyed that, because I came fucking hard as hell last week. While the show is going, I'm fucking trying to keep my composure, because this motherfucker keeps eating me out while I'm doing the show. So I'm sitting here having my fucking clitorship table while the show was going on last week.
Wow. Miss V.
He was sworn that he would come over and he would like eat my pussy a little bit. He'd come back and I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh shit. I'm trying to keep my composure during the whole damn show. Because I'm interviewing somebody who's not in the adult industry, so.
Wow.
You know, well, then, like, my toy and me and him had fun last week.
Wow.
Good times.
So, Randy, what was your question? I'm sorry.
That's okay. All I gotta say is, you did. You had a great show, and I'm planning on calling your show each week.
Thank you. Next week, I got a treat for you guys too.
Mm-hmm.
I might just be doing requests about coming next week. I haven't figured out. Right now, I don't have anybody scheduled to come on, so I might just do a fucking come show. You know, pick a toy for me to play with.
Before I forget, as far as the Spank Game is concerned, is there sort of like an age limit? See, I'm pushing 50. I'll be 50 next year,
mm-hmm.
next December. Is there mm-hmm. sort of like age limit? Like, let's say like you're like me, 50 or 60 year old. Do you have to how should I put this?
There are lots of 50, 60, and 70 year olds in the lifestyle.
Okay.
Because
I was thinking
about
more
anything.
Young people.
Hey, you wouldn't
like
people. You're not uncommon. There are a lot more baby. Well, are you guys baby boomers?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a baby boomer.
There are a lot of you that are in the community, and you just have been closeted with it, you know. You've been conservative and kept it secret, where, you know, a lot of the younger generation are kind of up in your face with it.
Yeah, that's what I thought when they say it's mostly young. I think mostly young people are doing it.
Well, no, I would have to disagree. I would have to disagree. You know, when it comes to BDSM, you got to understand, when you're young, you first have to understand. Now, BDSM and sex have nothing to do with each other, but BDSM and sexuality have very much to do with each other. And when you're young, you're only learning about your sexuality. So there's no way that you can really conceptually understand BDSM the way we play, because you haven't quite figured out your own sexuality and how to understand and express what you're feeling inside. So, you know, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying most young people, that's what I find to be apparent.
Right.
And, you know, so it's there are more people are my age, your age and older, who are now, you know, seeing 50 Shades of Grey. You know, like, I'm not a fan of it, but it has propelled what we do to the forefront of the media, and they're curious about it. So there's a lot of people. Do not feel that your age is going to hinder you or that you'll stand out. I would say most of the masters that I know are between the ages of 40 and 52.
Oh. Okay. Oh,
but that's because you have to go through. You just don't look up one day and say you're a master. You know, you might want to be a master, but you just don't look up and say you're a master. There's a lot of, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mistress Thick, when I say this, but there's like a lot of mentoring that goes on before a person actually becomes a full-fledged master, you know.
Right. Right, and that, you know, there are some that just claim the title because they feel dominant or they feel that they're top. But you're right, being a master, along with that comes training. And if you're a proper master, then you've been trained. Someone has taken you under their wing and has, you know, taught you in the way that they were taught, whether it be old guard or whatever form or style of fetish practice or organization. But I lost my train of thought. Sometimes I babble and I lost my train of thought. But, you know, don't feel bad, Randy. Come on out. There's plenty of people. You won't stand out like a sore thumb. I promise. I swear.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to have fun in New Jersey. Plus, all the effort. Listen to me. I'm looking forward to the parties because I didn't get a chance to party in Atlantic City. I was so tired. So in New Jersey.
You did not miss much.
Well, Atlantic City is different from Edison, my understanding. I mean, we were just restricted in Atlantic City. I mean, I liked Atlantic City, but we had a lot of restrictions on us there that I'm not accustomed to. Like, I'm not accustomed to not being able to drink. But I heard we can't do it in Edison either. So that, you know, I'm
like, no, you can't.
That damn New Jersey law. How the fuck you got casinos and can't drink? I don't understand. But don't they know the rest of the damn country? We real alcoholics. They not the damn South. You the North. Shit.
No, it's okay. We got to look forward to Vegas. Vegas is where, you know, we really can let our hair down.
And I did, you know, today. Okay, for everybody, you know, I got to do the Vegas plug real quick. For anybody who's going to the expo in Vegas, AEE Adult Entertainment Expo in January, tonight, midnight Pacific Standard Time, is to let the discount is over. They gave a discount this weekend for anybody who is attending the show, $15 off. You put in the code word LABOR, LABOR. It ends at midnight, no, 11:59. And you know what? AEE people, y'all need to be giving me a plug on this shit because y'all ain't paying me for this. But, yeah, I want my plug for this one, you know, like a minor refund on my ticket or something. But, actually, it's a good ticket to buy, you know, as a trade member. You know, this is the one show that regardless of your trade or general public, you have to pay to come in unless you're actually exhibiting there. And the exhibitors are very limited, you know, who can do certain things, because this is actually for the fans. Unlike Exotica, where we do a lot of selling, AVN is for the fans to meet their favorite stars, and for the trade side, for us to conduct our business. So it's a one-stop shopping for us. We get a chance to interact with those of us who know a lot of people in the adult industry. We get a chance to interact with our friends, but we also get a chance to talk to the distributors firsthand because we've got one-stop shopping, you know. So, you know, we're walking around. You get the person like me who I'm a retailer, but I also am a public personality. So I have, like, two things going on. But, yeah, tonight, midnight, get those tickets. I've got mine. So all I got left to do is get my plane ticket. I'm not telling you folks where I'm staying, but I got a damn good deal on my hotel room. Woo! Fortnite.
Girl, you got to stay in the Hard Rock with us. That's like the easiest thing.
I can't afford the Hard Rock. I hate the, you know what? I'm not going to, okay, no, nothing against Hard Rock. I cannot afford the Hard Rock. The Hard Rock.
You can afford the Hard Rock. We gonna set you up some toilet sessions, and you'll be just fine.
But you know what? Where I'm saying that, I'm happy we're going to have fun. I got a damn good deal. But for anybody who wants to know, I will tell you privately where I'm staying, because I did get an excellent deal, and it's one of the hotels that I am a member of their club. But my hotel room for 4 days was $265 before taxes, like $323 after. And it's not a raunchy hotel. It's one of the main strip hotels. So I did get that deal, so I'm happy about that, you know. Plus, I have to be able to do my run in the morning. I still got to run while I'm in Vegas. But I'm always, you know what, I have nothing against the Hard Rock. It was just when I looked at the prices, I'm like, you know what, let me be on the strip. I got to be on the strip. You know, it's more alcohol for me on the strip. I have to have a drink in my hand, so I have to have access to the alcohol on the strip.
Right. That's the only thing, is the Hard Rock is off the strip, but all of the after parties are in the Hard Rock.
But you know, I have no problem getting down there. See, that's why you get a person like me. That's why I always carry them little portable shoes with me, the little flat ones, so I walk around. Y'all see me with a big bag. That bag has my business pants, because I don't do business cards, my business pants and my little flat shoes. And then when I get down there, you know, I put on my heels and everything, and I'm walking around, and hopefully, you know, a radio station will be there that I know. So then I set my bag back. So then I get to walk around like sexy. This year I'm going to be more sexy. Last year I was wearing my T-shirts. This year I'm going to be wearing corsets. I'll be taking
nice.
You know, every year I got to change it up a little bit for Vegas. But, yeah, we're going to have fun in Vegas. So, AEE, y'all heard that plug? Hook a sister up.
Yes, AEE, AVN, I can't wait to bring Mr. Stickfoot Party back. We're going to have a good time in Vegas.
Yeah, we'll be there. You know, I guess for, you know, and Randy likes it because he like, oh, yeah, I get to eavesdrop in on the full conversation. We have fun, though. You know, Vegas is, I have fun. Oh, and, like, I get the, you know, you got the public after parties. and I already bought my dress for the white party. So last year I didn't.
See, I don't do those. I don't do the public after parties because we're around upwards of like 25,000 people. So I like
you
to do.
You know why I do the public after parties? Because, see, for me, the public after parties is more business for me. Because
okay.
I'm passing out pens because, remember, I go to the public after party. You know, and I'm lifting the hair, and they say, who are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm Miss B. Are you somebody we should know? Yes, you should. Here's my ink pen, sweetie. So, hey, it works out good, you know. And if I talk to the right person, I get good table service. You know,
right.
The big thing is that, you know, I used to be real cheap, and I wouldn't pay for table service. But, you know, now I found out dropping that $200 for a small table don't hurt. You know, I don't have to have the $1,000 table service like some people, you know, because you can always
right.
add a bottle on once you get the table.
Exactly.
Randy just sitting here
oh,
listening.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm getting excited. I can't wait for Vegas. We're going to have such a good time.
And we're on countdown. We're like almost 120 days out, so this is like exciting for us.
Yes, it is. It's like the perfect way to start the new year. AVN in Vegas.
That's how I started every year, you know. I'm so excited. And like I said, I already got my white dress. I got this cute white dress and heels and everything. I'm even going to buy probably some new hair. I always have to have new, you know what? I have to go buy new hair always, you know. I got to make sure it's free-flowing.
The last time I saw you at the convention, you look phenomenal, so.
Well, thank you. I was looking at the pictures. I was like, wow. I was like, okay. So, Randy, you got
any more questions? Yeah, you look great. Your daughter, she's beautiful.
No, I don't have any more questions for now, but I'm saving some more for next week.
Yeah, you know what? You need to come to Vegas with us because, see, depending on – there's public parties in Vegas, but then depending on which – adult stars out there, a lot of adult stars will throw private parties for their fans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get there at the right time, they will normally tell you or they'll post a tweet saying, you know, tweet me your information. You know, they'll give an email and they'll say send your phone number and they'll text you a private party. And that's
yes.
actually how I got in good with a lot of the stars because I was talking to them on trade day and they're like, hey, here's this email address. Send us your number, and we'll text you the party. And my networking just kind of went from there. And, you know, them private parties are fun parties because you never know what to do.
Yes. I can't wait for the private parties. That's my favorite part. I can't do the public parties. Even though I love the fans, I just can't do the public parties. But the private parties I look forward to. I will actually be up for 72 hours straight that weekend because I did it last year or this year, and I'm going to do it again next year.
Well, see,
wow.
I'm preparing. So, yeah, that's the one time where me and Red Bull are best friends. And I always – and then I have to eat because hopefully, Poppy Chulo, if you're listening, you know, I'm ready. We have fun. You know, I get a chance because if the press is there and I know people in the press, well, they're doing, like, sometimes a lot of private shows. So last year I got a chance to do Thunder from Down Under, and I squirted on stage with Thunder from Down Under. So that wasn't planned. It was unplanned. But Poppy Chulo, thank you. So I got a chance to see a lot of the shows, and I did reviews on those shows. So it was really great for me to be able to go to the shows, plus be at AVN. So it was like a double thing. So, you know, all my sexiness and breasts is out. I found some of my clothes I shouldn't wear because even though that's Vegas, I don't like my ass hanging out when I'm walking. I'm serious. My dress was riding up. I'm like, damn, that's so airy. I was like, oh, my God, my ass is hanging out. But
what's
I
the proper place for your ass to hang out? What are you talking about?
You know what? I'm still conscious of that. You know, I am Miss V. I'm always classy, sexy, and classy, sexy does not walk around with her ass hanging out. I am classy, sexy.
Okay, I get it. Nothing wrong with that, classy, sexy.
I keep it all in one place. I mean, y'all might see me walking around with a long dress. I'm like, why she got it on? Because it's classy, sexy. I leave
good.
Stuff to the imagination.
I am not mad at that.
But now, when y'all see some titties pushed up, you know, they might look like they're triple D by the time I get through pushing them up and everything. like, damn, did they grow a size in the past 20 minutes? Yeah, she pushed them up a little bit more. It's amazing what them doggone chicken cutlets can do. Especially the good ones. I got good chicken cutlets. Them damn things cost me $40.
Yeah.
Randy, like, what the hell is she talking about, chicken cutlet? They're chicken cutlets. Chicken cutlets are breast enhancers that women put in their bras to, like, push up their breasts. Normally it's for women with smaller breasts, but those of us with bigger breasts, you know, who have had children or have gotten age and gravity is taking hold, they kind of droop, so we want them pushed up more than the push-up bra could do. We throw a chicken cutlet over there that gives it that fullness and makes them look like they're fully packed, so we got that Betty Boop look.
That was a good explanation.
Now that I know about that, yeah.
That's for the chicken. I mean, that's not, we call them chicken cutlets, but that's not really their name. I forget what they're like, breast pads, but the real good ones cost money because I have silicone ones. You know, I went on and invested in that silicone. Normally, I need help putting them on. No. My baby is the one who taught me how to wear them too, Mr. Stick. She had to show me how to put them in.
Oh, yeah, there's an art to putting those in. Not that I know from personal knowledge. Fortunately, God has blessed me with some sweet boobs. So I haven't needed chicken cutlets, but there is an intricacy when you, like, put it in your bra. It has to, like, sit right so it can anchor your boob the right way.
Yeah, because if anybody saw my Instagram pictures that I was posting in July, you guys can follow me on Instagram too, Miss V the Toy Lady. If y'all go on there, you'll see me. I'll like post, like, I got a stupid pic from my birthday where I said, can these bitches get any bigger? Because I swear my fucking breasts grew. I kid you not. I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn, are these bitches any bigger? I took a picture. Can they get any larger? And I didn't have no chicken cutlets on. I don't know if it's the humidity made these bitches blow up or what. I hadn't even started drinking yet. I wasn't even drunk yet. But I swear my breasts grew about a damn cup and a half size in New Orleans.
Wow.
But I'm down to my last 2 minutes, Randy. I got to thank you for calling, but I got to close out my show because I still got some business to take care of. I told
thank
y'all, we
you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And
so, Randy,
I can't
I'm
going to
put
continue.
You back on hold.
Yes, no problem.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Bye, Randy.
Okay, I got to thank you for coming on because, as they say, I told you, you never know what you're going to get when you come on my show because this is not your typical show. I don't do questions and answers and be like, okay, next question. You know, shit, you never know what come on my mind. But I have to thank you. Before I let you go, please tell everyone your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook, your website, any way they can contact you.
Absolutely. As you know, I am Mr. Stick. I own MrStick.com. You
are you kidding me? Really? How long are we going to get this one? Okay, for everybody who's listening, while we're going through the ham radio operator phase, I hope you guys can hear me. Okay, we just had a 40-second interruption with the ham radio operator. So can you tell them how they can contact you?
Yes.
Hello?
I said yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys, MrStick.com, you can see me on Twitter, at MrStick. My Instagram is also MrStick. SoulSisters.com, Soul Sister Soirees, we throw our parties. Come check them out. So you just Google me, MrStick, and you'll be able to find a whole lot of stuff. Fun stuff on the internet. And I look forward to, you know, you guys hearing from you guys and giving me feedback on my blog. And yeah, I just have fun interacting with everybody.
And when is the book coming out?
I will be having my book come out in December of 2014, darling.
So we got to see, now I got to go read the blog because, you know, but I got a quick question for you. We done did the regular talk, but I always got to take you to the V-spot. I can't let any guests come on my show and not take you to the V-spot real quick. So normally the V-spot about 5 minutes, but we're going to make it short this week. You know I sell toys. What is your favorite toy to use or watch on other people?
My favorite toy to use on myself would have to be, and I know this is old school, but it's the double magic bullet. It's simple. It's straight to the point. You got two bullets, five different speeds. Good times to me.
I ain't mad at you. Actually, I did the demo of that bullet a couple of months ago. You know, it'll be cycled back through soon.
Yeah, and I have to leave the sex toys alone. I get addicted quickly.
Ain't no problem being addicted. That's why I sell them. I'm your therapist here. I'm your therapist here. You know, we could just, you know, take care of that. I could take care of your fix.
I hear that.
Okay, my final question for you before I let you go. What, outside of BDSM, what is the most weirdest fucking place that you've had sex that people would never think that you've done it?
Outside of BDSM, the weirdest place I've ever had sex where people would never think that I've done it. I don't consider it weird, but other people might. I had sex on the roof of a car that was parked on a street in front of a house party.
Some people can come out and watch. Damn.
But the people from the party were in the window watching me on the hood. I was only 19 years old. I didn't know any better.
Shit, it's some 40-year-old people doing it. I know a person right now who actually brags about doing it on the hood of the car.
It is fun. We did it on the hood. We did it on the trunk. And we had an audience, a party full of people who enjoyed it and watched.
Wow. Okay, you know what? But for a lot of people, that would be weird because it takes a lot of damn guts to fuck in public.
I guess even back then, I knew.
I got to say thank you for coming on the show. And you know what? I hope you feel better, sweetie, because I know that this was a lot for you to come on.
Thank you. I'm feeling much better, and I'm just going to take it easy for the next couple of days. But thank you for having me, and I can't wait to see you in October and see you in Vegas in January.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm trying my best. I'm going to try my best to have fun in Edison. So we're getting there a day early so I could be awake. But
good.
If you want to, you know, but I'm going to do my sex toy demo. I shouldn't say sex toy because this is not just a sex toy. Do you know about the Hitachi wand? You know,
yes, I do know about the Hitachi wand.
You know they got a Texas
You're like a crack dealer. You're the equivalent of a crack dealer in the sex world. I can't.
Did you know they had attachments to the Hitachi now?
Yes, I did see that they have different attachments. They look very interesting.
I'm actually doing one of the attachments tonight. I'm doing the G-spot.
Ooh, very nice. I like to see that. I want to be a fly on the wall in your studio right now.
After last week, I'm sure a lot of people want to be a fly on the wall. I'm just by myself this week, you know, but I'm still going to have fun. But since we down to these last 3 minutes and, you know, I got to give everybody their fix, you know. So
yes. It was great talking to you. Enjoy that orgasm.
But
the nice hard one for me.
But you know what? I've been busting a few all day long, so. I want to thank you, and I'll see you in a few weeks. So
yes, ma'am. Thank you. So, good night, hon.
Good night. You have a great evening. All right, you guys. That was Mistress Thick. And, you know, as usual, you know, tonight's demo is the G-Spot hitter. You know, let me call it by its proper name, the G-Spot pleaser. This is the attachment for the Hitachi wand. For anybody who knows about the G-Spot, this is where it really hits. But I'm going to take a little bit of a break before I do this. So I want y'all to, guys, to get your lube and everything out. And I will be back in probably less than you think. But I'm going to give y'all something to think about. So I want you to just listen, get ready, and be prepared. So I'll be back in just a second, sweeties. Guys, I am back, and I want you guys to sit back and listen and get prepared for this live toy demo. Woo! Oh. Okay, ladies, this is one that actually is bigger than I anticipated. Hope everybody who stayed on enjoyed me coming. I had fun. And make sure you come back next week, everyone. Until next week, which I got a special show for you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.